you to everyone who came here on time. It was a beautiful minyan, 10 Jews, mamish, everyone joining in. Thank you to all our holy, holy guests who were like malachim in the shamayim. And thank you for everyone getting serious, dressing up nicely for davening, for Kaddish Baruch Hu. I see that everyone decided that, you know, to stand before the melech, we got to be in our best clothing. I say it as a joke, but truth is, halachically, you're actually, the question you're supposed to ask yourself is, how would I dress before going to an important person? Before, so sometimes I'm tempted to get out of bed and just get into my sweatpants and like rush off to shul. I have to remind myself, would I actually go to an important meeting in sweatpants? So, and if the answer is no, then probably better to change it to something a little nicer. Today we're going to learn halacha about Hilchas Zimun, one of my favorite halachas. The idea is that instead of just going straight into benching, we gather together and say, "Chevra, we're gonna bench. We're gonna praise Hashem." And the question is, why do we need to do that? What's the idea behind Zimun? So any ideas? Why don't we just go straight into benching? Why do we need to call everyone together? Yeah.
It's not like we're trying to cut to the chase. We're trying to praise the Lord, so it's not. You know, we don't
want
to rush to finish it.
Nice. We want to take our time. We don't want to rush. We're getting into the zone. It's all about the preparation. Beautiful. Similar to a minyan. This is the concept of joining together as a community. Exactly. So I think bracha is all about gratitude as an individual for the food. Zimun is saying, now we're a community. Gadlu l'Hashem iti. We're going to come together and praise Hashem as a community. And when you're two guys, you're just eating the food. When you're three people, that's already a community. And so Chazal wanted that whenever three, you know, when you're sitting together and eating, it's a time of joining together, connecting to each other. Chazal were very strict. They wanted that also to be a time of holiness, of Kiddush Hashem, of connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is also why in Pirkei Avos we say that three people who eat, they should also say words of Torah. That was my job in the army. Whenever there was a meal, we always had to have a Dvar Torah. So that was my job. And Zimun is a part of that. Now, what are the halachas of Zimun? So, simply, if there are three people eating bread, you're obligated, and they're sitting down and eating together, you're obligated to do a Zimun. What happens if there's three people in a room, but they weren't really eating together? I'm in a restaurant. I'm eating at my table, me and some and my friend, and then there's another guy over there. Does that count as a Zimun? No. The answer is no, because they're doing their thing, we're doing my thing, we're not joined together. However, if, let's say they're at a different table, but we're schmoozing with each other, we're in a yeshiva, and we're all talking to each other, we're at a Shabbos meal, and everyone's singing and saying Divrei Torah together, or at a bris, so then you are joined together. And the same goes, by the way, with 10 people, okay? As long as you're schmoozing together, you can join together for the Zimun. When it comes to 10, as an extra Kiddush Hashem, we add in the name of Hashem, which shows the extra godly presence when there are 10 Jews sanctifying Hashem together. Now, here's another good Zimun question. Let's say, this question always comes up. Let's say two people ate bread and one person had a cucumber salad. You know, can they join together in the Zimun? What do you guys think? Answer not, but not lead. One answer, no. Okay, so
it's
cucumber salad and bread. Two guys had bread. What? Oh, so it's an interesting question. So I'm talking right now about Ashkenazi halacha. According to the Pliny halacha, he says like this. It's a machlokes Rambam and the Rush. Rambam says it has to be bread. All three have to be bread. But the Rush says any chashev food, even orange juice, as long as it's not water, as long as it has some sort of function, can join in for the Zimun. So the Pliny halacha says, ideally ask that third person to eat a piece, a cookie, have mizonos, or bread. But if he doesn't want to, he can join in for that Zimun. He can be the third person in the Zimun. Okay, another interesting halacha a lot of people don't know. People think Zimun has to be the end of the meal. Ideally, Zimun should be the end of the meal. You do Zimun and then you bench. But sometimes people are in a rush. What you can do is do a Zimun, and then whoever needs to leave can bench, and whoever doesn't have to leave can wait and bench afterwards. Zimun doesn't have to go together with benching if you're in a pressing situation. Okay, one more halacha of Zimun for today. Let's say, and this happens to me a lot, you go to a wedding or you go to somewhere and you don't really want to stay till the end of the meal. Do you have to join in to the Zimun, or can I leave on my own? They'll do their Zimun, but I want to get out of here. Let's say I want to leave early. What's the halacha there? So the answer is, really, ideally, a Jew should not break up the Zimun. And ideally, you should wait. If you're sitting together with someone and you're eating a meal, to the extent where if you left, they'd be insulted, right? So your mom is eating together. So you really shouldn't leave. However, there are ways to get out of it. If you have in mind that you're not joining in the meal milechatchila, then you can leave. And if it's a matzav dachuf, the Pnini Halacha says, if you're going to end up, you know, staying out 2 hours later and not, you know, going to bed late and missing shachars and messing up your schedule, so he says, in that type of tough situation, you can leave early. But really, ideally, we should try to do a zimun together with a kila. May we be blessed to say amazing brachot, not just as individuals, but as a community, and to mamash go out and mikad Hashem Shamayim with beautiful words of Torah in our meals and beautiful zimuns at the end of our meals.